I don't think it'll affect me. I'll still work out, but I do think it's quite ridiculous.
Heading to a workout today in Ventura County, this gym-goer says that he doesn't see the need for the facilities to close indoor sessions and doesn't welcome the idea of working out outside in colder weather.
That's definitely going to suck. I mean, morning workouts are almost going to be unfeasible. So, I don't know. I think the whole situation is ridiculous and we should be able to do what we want.
The Governor Gavin Newsom's move to the purple tier for Ventura, Santa Barbara and St. Luis Obispo counties means gyms are forced to move their facilities outside if they're to continue to operate from today.
Where we have to move outdoors, we move outdoors.
Brian Morris is the senior VP for Gold's Gyms in SoCal, and he says they're gearing up for the change.
From our Oxnard, we already have a setup there. Our Simi Valley, we have a setup there. Thousand Oaks will be set up very shortly. We're working very closely with our county officials to transition our clubs outside. So we already have a few clubs outside already, and we're moving aggressively for the rest. Our locker rooms are open, but our showers are closed. Our saunas are closed. Our steam rooms are closed. So that does present a challenge in itself. But, you know, with the right communication with our members beforehand, you know, we actually make phone calls. We do emails. We do text messages. We let them know exactly what the setup is like. So they come a little bit better prepared to be able to do their workouts.
The YMCA faced the same issues and more as they're finding ways to adapt to provide essential childcare, as well as their health and wellness classes. Ronnie Stone is president and CEO of Southeast Ventura County YMCA.
We're still providing essential childcare for those that need it. Many families are still stuck and needing childcare, so we've been providing that ever since, you know, obviously March when everything kind of shut down initially, but with regards to health and wellness, we're still very concerned because if people aren't staying active and fit, lots of things are starting to happen. You've seen mental health start to break down a little bit for people as well. So we're going to provide an outdoor space. Obviously, we'll continue providing, you know, the cardio and the strength and group exercise classes and things like that. And we'll continue to provide childcare and keep our youth active as well. We're kind of split in multi-counties. So we had our facility open in Simi Valley, and our LA County branch, Westlake Village, was already moved to outside. So we built a significant outdoor facility in Westlake, and we're going to now build a new outdoor facility in Simi. So they're not going to let us inside, but we're going to set up a very safe and productive outdoor space for our residents and members.
As well as gyms, indoor operations at places like restaurants, movie theaters, museums, and places of worship are once again prohibited. Caroline Faraday, KCLU News.